Fine.
The wavelength is too long. I no longer can take it. Say, I saw it. Say, well, which hole was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was hole number one.
Boom.
And another one comes through. I got that one. Hole number one again. Hole number two. Hole number two. Hole number two. One, two, two, two. What is on? Therefore, I'm impressing upon you this, that every electron which is recorded can be divided into two classes. Them which come through one, and them which come through two.
By 1960, Richard Feynman was already a legend in his own time, and a young one at that. Though only 42, his research and discoveries in physics had resolved a number of troubling inconsistencies in several fundamental theories. Specifically, it was his work in quantum electrodynamics that was to lead to his Nobel Prize in 1965. At the same time that Feynman was at the pinnacle of his fame, the faculty of the California Institute of Technology was concerned about the quality of the introductory courses being offered to their very gifted undergraduates. It was felt that the introductory physics course was burdened by an old-fashioned syllabus, and that the exciting discoveries of recent years, many of which had occurred at Caltech, were not being conveyed to the students. Thus, it was decided to reconfigure the first physics course offered to students at Caltech.